The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
We are on Chafet Amud Bet. We are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines after they get wide. Amar Shmuel Meshemed de Saba Govha Shel Menorah Shemona Asar Tefachim. So the Gemara tells us that the height of the Menorah was 18 Tefachim. The Gemara goes on to explain how that was so. Haraglayim Ve'aperach Gimel Tefachim. So the base of the Menorah, where the legs were, and the Perach, there was a flower on the base of the Menorah. So the base with the flower altogether equals 3 tefachim. Ketefachayim halak. And then there's 3 tefachim empty. Tefachayim. 2 tefachim empty going up the menorah. Vetefach shebo gabia vechaftor vaferah. And then you have a tefach that has in it a gabia, which is like a cup, and a kaftor, a button, and a perach, and a flower. That's on the centerpiece of the Menorah. We're going from the bottom of the menorah up. Ve'tefachayim halak. And then you have another 2 tefachayim. Another 2 tefachayim. Empty. Ve'tefach kaftor. And then you have a kaftor, a button, in the center of the menorah, which is a tefach. U'shne kanim yotzim memenu. And from the button, 2 kanim, 2 poles, sticks, come out of the button. Echad ilach ve'echad ilach, one from one side, one from the other side. Ve'nimshachim ve'olim keneged guvha shel menorah. And these 2 sticks go all the way up to the top of the menorah. Ve'tefach, now we keep on going up now, so that's the button. Ve'tefach halak, then you have another tefach, empty space. Ve'tefach kaftor, and then you have a tefach of another kaftor. And again, ושני קנים יוצאים ממנו, אחד אילך ואחד אילך, נמשכים ועולים כנגד גופה של מנורה. And from the second button, again, 2 more sticks come out from both sides, and they go up to the top of the menorah. ותפח, חלק, another תפח, blank, empty. ותפח, כפתור, again, third כפתור, in the center of the menorah. ושני קנים יוצאים ממנו, אחד אילך ואחד אילך, ונמשכים ועולים כנגד גופה של מנורה. And then 2 more sticks coming out of the sides of the kaftor, of the button, going up. So altogether you have 7 sticks. The center stick, and then the 6 that are coming out from the sides. It's the tefachayim halak. And you have 2 more tefachayim above that button that are empty, blank. V'shtayiru sham gimel tefachayim. So far we have 15 tefachayim so far, if you count it up. You're left with 3 tefachayim. What's in the last 3 tefachayim? Shebahem gimel givi'im v'kaftor v'ferach. Finished. That you have the Gimel Givyoin, the 3 Givyoin, and a Kaftor, and a Perach, a Gavia, and a Kaftor, and a Perach. Now, if you look at the picture, just so you get a view now of what we just read, I have it on Chafchet. You can see the picture in the book there. You see the base of the menorah with the Perach. And then you have some blank spaces. And then you go back up and you have another flower there. And then you have a blank space and you have the 3 buttons. You see from each button another stick comes out of. And then you have another blank spot. And then you have the 3 givi'im in the center stick. The 3 givi'im with the kaftor and the perah. Also all together from the base of the menorah all the way to the top point to the menorah, the Shmuel counts it up to become 18 tefachim. So the Gemara says, "Givim is the cups,
just for
decoration. All these things are decoration. The buttons are decoration. The givim are decoration. The flowers are decoration.
Top cup is going to be the name, no?
Top cup is the That's where you put the oil. In. But that's not a cup. That's not a gavia." That's an it.
Oh, we don't
that's
call
it
an it.
No, the gavia is this decorative thing under the cup. These things here, these cups. under each of the nerot you have a flower, and then under the flowers you have givyim, goblets, decorative goblets. The Gemara is going to discuss these goblets right now. Gemara says, "Vegivyim lemahim domim." What are these givyim similar to? What are they analogous to? Kemin kosot alexandriim. Okay, cups from Alexandria. She says, "Ve'arukin v'tzarin hin." They're long and narrow. Kafturim lemahin domin. Okay, what do the buttons look like? Kimin tapuche akartiim. Okay, that's a place at the tapuhim. So the apples that come from a place called karti. Perachim lemahin domin. What are the flowers dometu? Kimin parche ha'amudin. As she says, tziyurin shemitzayirim ba'amudin. Like the images that they draw on the beams. Yes, there was a certain picturesque images they would put on beams. So that's what the flowers look like. Nimsi'u. Now the Gemara gives us a tally of how many cups were there in the menorah, and how many flowers, and how many buttons. Nimsi'u. Givyim eslim ushtayim. 22 givyim. Kafturim ahad esne. 11 kafturim. Pirahim tish'a. 9 flowers. Givyim me'akevim ze'edze. Kafturim me'akevim ze'edze. Perachim me'akevim ze'edze. And each one of these items is me'akev the menorah. You need 22 of these, you need 11 of those, you need 9 of those. They me'akev each other. If you don't have the right amount, the menorah is no good. Givyim, kafturim, uflachim, me'akevim, ze'edze. And all three are me'akev each other. Which means, again, you need all the shi'urim of all these items that we mentioned. Which is, even if you're missing one of these, Givyim or Kafturim or thing, all 42. You're missing one, the Me'akev, all of them. Okay? Not only each one is Me'akev itself, but the Me'akev each other collectively. So Gemara says, Bishlama Givyim Islim Ushnaim. How do I know with 22 cups? It's a Pasuk Dikhtiv. Uba Menorah Arba'a Givyim. It says, on the menorah itself, there were 4 cups. Menorah itself means the center stick. You look at your picture again, just so you can follow this and see it much easier. You see on the center stick, you have the menorah arba'a givyim. You have one on the bottom. Well, actually, you have on the bottom, that's perachim. You have on the tevav. The hit. Yeah, the hair.
Yeah, they isolate just the givim on this one.
Oh, they show you the givim there?
Just givim.
Ah, that's good. Oh, okay, you'll have it.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. If you look on the next page, you can go to the next page and I'll tell it to you clearly. On 22, you'll see the picture of the givim. How many givim you have? You have one on the center stick. And then you have...
This is a bargain.
Three. I think you have three.
Four in the middle.
Four in the middle. Where's the four? You
one
have one on the bottom, then three. Fine. So that's four in the middle one. Okay. So menorah v'arvikim. So far four. Uchtiv shiloshe givei mishukadim bekaneh ehad. Kaftov v'ferah. Okay. Then you have three on each one. So then you have three on each one is 3 times 6. And that's 18. So 18 plus 4 is 22. So that's how you calculate it. So arba'a didir. The 4 of its own, the tamnesare the kanim, and the 18 of the kanim ha esnim v'tertim. So that's how we get to 22. It's befirush in the Torah. Kafturim name 11. How do we know the kafturim are 11? It says kafturim tere dide. Again, there were 2 in the centerpiece, as you see in the next picture. Kafturim tere dide v'shisha dekanim. How do you do that? Let's see the picture number 11. Tredide. You have 2 on the bottom, 2 in the set, 1 on the bottom of the middle piece, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 actually. You have 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 actually in the center piece. And then you have, on the other 6, one on each one. Let's see how the Gemara says that. Kafturim, when it comes to the Kafturim, how is that Teredida? Why? Because what does it say? It says, Uba menorah, kafture ofre achaya, vishisha dekanim. Of six of the kanim. Vekaftor. Which means, it's counting, it's five altogether, but it's giving it in separate places. First you have two, stam decorative. You have one in the bottom of the center of the menorah, and one on top. Those are decorative. And then you have three in the middle, kaftor, where the menorah comes out of it. Each one of those three, in the middle one, the menorah comes out, so that's five. And then you have six on the each one, one on each one, so that's 11. Okay. So again, tere dide, v'shisha dekani, v'kaftor. That's the ones that the menorah comes out of in the middle. Ha'ahad sare. Yedah perachim tish'a min alam. How do they know that there were nine flowers? Because perachim, tere dida, two in the middle. Okay, v'shisha dekanim, and six of the kanim. So that's eight. Temanyahabu. So we're short one. So Amar Rav Salman Ketiv Ad Yerecha Ad Percha Miksha Hi. Which means Ad Yerecha Ad Percha, that at the base of the menorah you had another flower. So therefore you see in the picture there, the base there was a flower, and then it was one little ways up, and then one on the top. So there's only three in the center one, starting from the bottom, and then six on each one, so together you have nine. So that's the way we figure out the menorah. It's 18 tefachim from the base all the way to the top. And it's got 22 givyim and 11 kaftorim and 9 perachim.
There was only one menorah.
We'll see. This is the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rav, govha shel menorah tesha tefachim. Half the size. Rav says the menorah is only 9 tefachim. So it goes, Etive Rav Shimi Bar Chaya l'Rav. It says, Evin Haita Lefne Menorah. Uba Shalosh Ma'alot. She'aleha HaKohen Omed Umetiv Et HaNerot. There was a rock, a stone, in front of the menorah, that the Kohen Gadol would stand on the rock in order to stand above the menorah, in order to clean it out. Well, it says, hey, if it's only 9 tefachim, what do you need a rock for? The Kohen doesn't have to stand up. It's very short. Amar le shimi at? Are you shimi? They call you shimi, the smart one. Ki kamina l'sfat kanim ulma'ala. I was talking about from the kanim and above, which means I'm not counting from the base. I'm counting from the sfat of the kanim, where the kanim begin to ascend from the menorah, from there going up. So that's what I'm talking about. I agree with the other rabbi. Really, it's 18 tefachim. When I said 9 tefachim, it's from where the kanim start. So we're saying the same thing. And there's another 9 tefachim from there to the base of the menorah. Ketiv, it says in the pasuk, v'aperach v'hanerot v'melkachayim zahav hu. This is the pasuk by Devarei Yamim. Michlot zahav. It says that the zahav that they use for the menorah is michlot zahav. Special type of gold called michlot. Rav says, "My mechlot zahav." Amar Rav Ameh, "Shekilatu lechol zahav sagur shel Shlomo." That after they made the menorah, they finished all the special zahav called zahav sagur that belonged to Shlomo HaMelech. So it's zahav kilato, meaning lashon kila, done. They exhausted all the resources that they had by making the menorah of Shlomo HaMelech. All the special gold that they had, called Zahav Sagur, which we'll see what that is, was finished. The Amar of Yehuda Marav, Eser Menorot Asa Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech made 10 Menorot for the Beit HaMikdash. V'chol Echad V'Echad Evila 1,000 Kikar Zahav. And for each Menorah he brought 1,000 Kikar Zahav. V'chnisu 1,000 Pe'amim Lekur. And he brought it into the fire 1,000 times in order to take out all the impurities. V'yamidu Al Kikar. Until all the impurities came out, you had one pure kikar, you went from 1,000 kikarim, After purifying it, over and over, getting out all the impurities, he ended up having one kikar. This was called Zahav Sagur, special pure gold over there. Ini, the Gemara says, V'akiti, V'chol kli mashkeh melech shlomo zahav, V'chol kli bechar lebanon zahav sagur, En kesef nechshab bimesh shlomo demeuma. Which means, even after all that, it says, everything he used was gold. In the times of Shlomo HaMelech, in Kesef Nechshav, the Kesef silver, things like that, in the times of Shlomo HaMelech was not considered anything, because he had so much. How could you tell me that he finished all the Zahav? It says clearly that everything he built subsequently was also out of gold. I thought you're saying he finished his gold. It was a Zahav Sagur Kamlina. I'm talking about the special Zahav. Yeah, he had more gold left, but this purified gold called Zahav Sagur, that he exhausted when he constructed all the menorah. Now the Gemara is going to say like this, a question. You're telling me he had 1,000 kikarim. He stuck it in the oven 1,000 times, and then what? He was left with one pure kikar. So the Gemara asks, Umi haser kulai? When you put something in the oven to heat it up, the gold, does it diminish so much? So it says, "Ve'atanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'aseh Baitam Menorat Bet Hamikdash Yetera Al Shel Moshe B'dinar Zahav Kurdikini." The menorah they found out was a little heavier than the menorah of Moshe by a dinar, a small shiur. V'chnisu Shemonim Pe'amim Lakur, and they put it 80 times in the kiln to take away the shi'ur, bi'amidu al-kikar, until it came down to a kikar. You're telling me over here, they put it 1,000 times in the kur, and it diminished 999 kurim in 1,000 times. And now you tell me it went 80 times in the kur, and it only diminished it a small amount? It's not proportionate to what you just told me. Gemara says, kevan de ka'eh, ka'eh, which means once you get down to a kikar, which is the shi'ur, so it starts to diminish much less. Because in the beginning, there's a lot of impurities. So therefore, when they were doing the 1,000 kikar, there's a lot of impurities. Every time you stick it in, it draws out a lot. But always the next time draws out less. And the next time, less. So therefore, here, already it was down to a kikar, it had a little extra shi'ur in there. So therefore, you had to put it in the fire 80 times, in order, because there was a very small amount of impurities there. So every time they stuck it in, a little came out. Now shaken, it's just Shlomo. It took so much. There was so much impurities. So therefore, the ratio was much more as they were doing it. Chamez Gemara continues. Amar Shmuel ben Nachmani. Amar Rabbi Yonatan Maidichtiv. Ala menorah teora. It says the menorah was teora. What says? We mean teora. She yadu ma'asem mekom tahara. That the menorah, the original menorah, came down from the Shamayim. The Gemara is going to say the Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time making the menorah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the menorah tehorah down from the Shamayim to show Moshe Rabbeinu what it's supposed to be like. The Gemara says, "Oh yeah, and ameata al shulchan hatahor." It says that the shulchan also was called the pure shulchan. She yardu maaseh makom tahor. You want to learn that? That's what it means also. That the shulchan also came down from the Shamayim. It doesn't say anywhere that it happened. Ela Tahor Nechlas Shu Tameh, which is when it says the Shulchan Tahor, it's coming to the term that it can become Tameh. Hachenameh Tehorah Nechlas Shi Tameh. It's coming to say the Menorah is Tahor. Tehorah implying that what? The Menorah can receive Tumah. Come on, just wait. Bishtamah Hatam Kedir Shlakish. Te'amar Shlakish on Shulchan Tahor Nechlas Shu Tameh. So you tell me the Shulchan can become Tameh. How can it become Tameh? Kli Eitz Asui Lenachatu. The table was made of keli etz. It's made out of wood. And we have a law that a keli is made out of wood that's stationary, that doesn't move. It's a stationary thing. The table never moved out of its place. So how could you tell me the table was mekabel tumah? The 3 times a year, they used to lift the shulchan out of its place and show the showbread to the pilgrims that went up for Olei Regalim. So they moved it 3 times a year, so it was not considered a Kli Eitz ha'asui lena. It wasn't permanent. Umarim lahem lechem apanim. They would show the people the lechem apanim. Ve'omer lahem re'u hebatchem lefnei hamakom. Look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. My hebatchem. Where do you see the love of Hashem on the table? Ked Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Nes gadol na'asa belechem apanim. There was a great miracle that took place with the lechem apanim. Siluko kesiduro, that they would take it off a week later and it was still piping hot like it was when they put it on the table. Shene'emar lasum lechem chom biyom elakicho, that they took off the lechem chom biyom elakicho, like on the day that it was taken. So therefore it was a miracle, so they wanted to show the people this miracle. Tosfot says, and the second Tosfot, man damar en tanur b'mikdash, there's an opinion that says there was no oven in the Beit HaMikdash. So lo haya ham b'sha'at siduro ela klumar rach, meaning fresh, soft. So either he showed how hot it was a week later or still that it was fresh. So when it says by the Shulchan that it was tahor, it means, yeah, it was tahor, that means it could become tameh. Ela hacha teora mechlal shi'ite me'a pshita kli matachot ninu v'kli matachot mekabalim tum'a. I don't need you to tell me by the menorah that it's mekabel tumah. Of course, it's a metal keli. By the shulchan, the hadush is that it's mekabel tumah because it's wood. And wood is stationary in this case. Also, hadush is, it wasn't stationary. They used to lift it up 3 times a year, so therefore the Torah says, shulchan atahor. But menorah, teorah, pshita, of course, it's teorah that it becomes tumah. Of course, it becomes tumah. It's a metal vessel. The Torah says, Ela, sheyadu ma'aseh makom tahor. You have to say by the menorah that it's not going to tell me that it can become tameh. For sure, the menorah can become tameh. The said it came down from a holy place, meaning God showed Moshe Rabbeinu the original menorah. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Omer, Aron shel esh, v'shulchan shel esh, menorah shel esh, yardu min hashamayim, v'ra'a Moshe ve'asa kemotam, sheneemar ur'eh la'ase ketavnitam asher atam mur'eh bahar. So he says, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that an Aron came down from the Shamayim in an image of fire, and a Shulchan in an image of fire, and also a menorah in the image of fire, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the image of it and therefore was able to make it. So Gemara Elam Ha'atam Vakimotatam Mishkan Kimishpato Asher Ur'eh Tabahar Hakenameh. It says also that you'll make the Mishkan like I showed you on the har. You tell me what, the whole Mishkan image came down in fire as well? The Torah says, no. Acha ketiv kemishpato, hatam ketiv betabnitam. By the Mishkan, you know what came down from Sinai? The laws, kemishpato, not an image of it. Here, by the other items, is ketabnitam. Ketabnitam is the actual structure itself. Amar Rabbi Chaya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Hanan, Gavriel, hagur, kemin, Pesikia haya, that Gabriel came down from the Shamayim and he was wearing a belt like the umanim wear, like the craftsmen wear before they do work. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to make the menorah. Dichtiv veze maaseh haMenorah. So according to this opinion, Gabriel himself came down like a workman with his belt on, with his apron on, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to make the menorah. Tana de Beri Bishmael, Shilosha de Varim Ayu Kashin Lo Le Moshe. There were 3 items that were difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad Shiralu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Beitzba'o, until Hakadosh Baruch Hu actually showed Moshe Rabbeinu with his finger. Menuhen Menorah Rosh Chodesh Shiratzim. The laws of the menorah, the laws of making Rosh Chodesh, and the laws of the shiratzim, which shiratzim are tameim. Menorah dechti veze maaseh menorah. Ze means HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he pointed. Veze Rosh Chodesh dechti haChodesh haze lachem Rosh Chodashim shiratzim dechti veze lachem hatame. Ve'yesh omrim af l'chod shechita. And some say even the laws of shechita, which were complex, Moshe Rabbeinu needed a Kadosh Baruch Hu to show him how to do the laws of Shira Shnei Emar Veze Asher Taaseh Elam Mizbeya. So every time it says Ze, it implies that The Kohen Baruch Hu pointed to Moshe Rabbeinu in order to show him how to do those items. Good. So that's the first chalik of the Mishnah that talked about the mezuzah. Abi talked about the menorah. Now the Mishnah moves on and talks about the laws of mezuzah. Shte parashiyot shebe mezuzah me'akbot zu etzu. The two parashiyot in the mezuzah, which we have Shema and Vehaya and Shemawa, they ma'akev each other. If you're missing one of the parashiyot, the mezuzah is pasul. Ve'afilu kitab echad ma'akevan. Even one letter is missing in the mezuzah is pasuk. It says in the pasuk, uchtaftam. And the Gemara learns today what does it mean, uchtaftam? Shiye ketiva tamma. It has to be a complete writing. The Gemara says, peshita. Of course. I know that the Rashi already, uchtaftam. It has to be ketiva tamma. Well, we have to tell me the Mishnah, if you're missing one letter, it's pasuk. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, lo nasrecha, ela, kotza shel yud. The Hadush over here is coming to tell me that even if you eat, the letter's there. You're missing the courts of the yud. Okay, big machlok at what's considered the courts of the yud. Okay, if you look in your pictures, you'll see a yud. They just show you quickly the three-way machloket, how to learn what's kotsoshel yud. Rashi learns kotsoshel yud is the right leg of the yud. See the right leg? Right, when you make the yud on the right side of the yud. The bottom is considered kotsoshel yud. But Rabbi Tam learns it's the left side of the yud that goes down. On the left side, kotsoshel yud. And the Rosh learns it's the top of the yud, the top left. Either way, the shadush of the Gemara is that if you're missing that little piece that's coming out of the yud, so already it's pasul. So Gemara says, that's also pasul. You're not making the letter correctly. So of course, if you don't make the letter correctly, it's not a letter. So what do you have to tell me that for? So Gemara says, "Ela lechidach de Rabbi Yehuda Marav, de Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, kolot she'en gevil mukaf la marbar uchoteha pesula." That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, the law of mukaf gevil, that each letter has to be surrounded by parchment. That if, let's say, two letters are touching each other. So therefore, the letter is not surrounded by parchment because it's touching each other. So the hadush is that's going to be pasul. Look at Rashi, the bottom. She'en gevil mukafla shemidabeket beot achiret. It's attached to another letter. Nahenu dektani ketav echad me'akvim kolamar halachot mishpat ot echad me'akemo lemezuzah v'tefilin. That writing a letter, one letter, the wrong way, meaning you wrote it kemishpat. You just attached it to another letter, so now it's not mukav gevil, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Rashi learns this is a pasul for mezuzah and tefillin. Sounds like from Rashi that this is not a pasul for sefer Torah. It's the only one out of his way to say tefillin and mezuzot. So comes the Gemara and says now the Mishnah is talking about mezuzah and tefillin. Okay, no problem. But it's actually machlok amongst the Rishonim, which we'll see. Amar Ashyan Bar Nadbach Meshemeh de Rav Yehuda Nikav Tocho Shelhe Kasher Yerecho Pasul. Okay, now we're talking about the letter He. So what does it say about the letter He? Nikav Tocho Shelhe. The inside of the He, let's say, got a hole in it. In the cloth. The He has a center. With its cloth, the white cloth in the middle, yeah? A hole in the cloth over there, it's kasher. However, if let's say the leg, the right leg of the hair got a hole in it, it's pasul. We'll see what's the difference if there's a hole in the center of the hair or a hole in the leg, the right leg of the hair. Yeah, the empty space. Empty space, if there's a hole, kasher. In the letter itself, if there's a hole, pasul. So Gemara says, Amar Bizera, Lididi Mefarshili Minad Rav Huna. He says, Rav Huna, explain me what this means. Rabbi Yaakov Abad Lididi Mefarshili Minad Rav Huna. No, Rabbi Huna himself explained to me what he means. Nikav Tocho Shel He Kasher. That if the middle of the He became Nikav, so it's going to become Kasher. Yerecho, but the leg itself, the right leg, אם נשתייר בו כשיעור עוד קטנה, כאשר the imlav pasul. So the center is not the letter. The center is the klaf. So therefore, if there's a hole in the center of the hair, it's kasher, no problem. The letter is still considered kasher, because nothing happened to the letter itself. Mashi'enkin, if in the leg itself became a hole, so then you look from the hole above. If you still have the shi'ud of the smallest letter in the alpha, which is a yud, then it's kasher. But if you have less than that, so that's going to be pasul. So you need a shi'ud above the hole of the smallest letter, meaning a minimum size of a yud. Look at that sheet. Huh? Yeah. You look at that, whatever's beneath the hole is like it's not there. So you look from the klaf and above. If above you have the letter still intact, meaning at least the leg is the size of a yud, so the letter is kasher.
That's only on the letter. The
klaf,
the klaf couldn't have a hole?
Yes, absolutely.
Any letter, why is it?
You're right. This is just an example. Look at Rashi. Tocho shel he, regel shebefnim. Yerecho, regel yemanit. If you have a hole, tocho shel he, Rashi learns it's the left leg, and yerecho is regel haymanit. That's one version, which we'll see what he means when he says that. Lishna harina, tocho hagevil. Tocho is the gevil, is the actual klaf. V'harak shebetocho. Good. So according to this version over here, it's the middle of the hair itself. So let's analyze what's being said here in the she. And the she says, by the way, it would be tefillin kamaydi. The she says we're talking about the laws of tefillin. So he writes over the she kotev shemidubar kan lenyan tefillin. Wadi mezuzah. Okay. Velo neper madu asak lomar ken. Why do you have to say that? Yesh rosh kadav ke meshum shemaase amuva miyad. We're going to see a story now. It's about tefillin. פירוש אחר, נשי סובי כדת לישורים שהובא במודכי שעשון הכבד גביל פוסק בפירים זאת. That's why נשי סל תפילין. Because this law of מוקף גביל, that the letter has to be surrounded by גביל, again, is only a din of תפילין and מזוזות, and not by ספר תורה. Good. Now, the way we're explaining over here is, according to the first way of נשי, what happened to the letter here? There's a hole in the right leg or in the left leg. That's the first pshat of נשי. Right leg, left leg. So what's the pshat in that? So he says like this: Rabbi Yehuda bar Lashmenu she'en shi'ur legova shel regel asimalit. That's the hadush. That the left leg has no shi'ur. The right leg you have to have at least a shi'ur of a yud. But if the left leg you have a hole, so it's kasher. Regardless, the left leg you don't need a shi'ur, even a dot. Mashiach on the right leg, if you have a hole, then the Gemara says depends how much you have left over from the Gevil and up. That's the first Chadush, the way that she's in. Od pam, you have the letter here. You have two legs, you have a right leg, left leg. What did it say? If there's a hole in the left leg, kasher. Didn't tell me how much I have left over. Mashpah, what? The left leg, no matter what you have left over, it's going to be kasher. But on the right leg, it said, I have to look from the hole and above if I have a shiur of a od ketana. Okay? That's like smaller. You don't need a shoe for the left leg. Vuadin, imlonik vuadegil. Not only if it was a hole. Let's say it was erased. Erased, not only a hole. Let's say it was erased. So if the left leg was erased all the way to you just have a little dot, it's going to be kasher. Mashiach in the right leg, if it was erased, it has to be shoe at least of a ot ketana, which is a yud. That's on the right side. But on the left side, I don't care where it is. As long as you have a dot left over, it's going to be kasher. Then the second shot is that she said, is what I told you, is the leg and the center. I mean, so long as it's in the center, it's okay. There's not going to be a problem, but it's on the leg itself, then you have to have, again, the shiur of a... So he says over here, the second shot. He writes over here in the second shot, תוכו של ה, היינו שעשה לקלף החלק שבפנים, וכן פירוש רבנו גרשום, אפילו ניקב כל החלה, וואו, even if the whole center was knocked out, it's okay. לפי זה יוצא שאם ניקב הקלף סמוך לאות מבחוץ, פסול. Meaning only on the inside, which means you don't need a law of מוקף גביל on the inside of a letter. The letter only has to be surrounded by גביל, by קלף, on the outside, but not on the inside. That's the hadush of the second pshat in Rashi, that if the hole was in the inside, the letter is kasher. Now the Gemara is going to tell us stories based on the halakha that we just read. Agra, Hamud Rabbi Abba. Agra was the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba. If sekal le kar'a dehe, deha'am. Okay, it was a pasuk. Vayomer Moshe la'am. So the hair, the right leg of her arm was, there was a hole in it. Sika. Bin nikba. Look of nikke, a hole. Atal kaved Rabbi Abba. Amale im nishtayar bo kishiur ot ketana kasher vimla pasur. So you told me that halakha. How much you have left over? You have the shiur of a ladder, so the leg is kasher. Another story. Rame bar tamre. Who is Rami bar tamre? Dehu hamud Rami bar dikule. He was the father-in-law of Rami bar dikule. If sekal le karad devav devayaharog. A new case. It says the pasuk vayaharog in kadeshli kol bechor. Vayi keikshav farol leshalechenu vayaharog Hashem kol bechor beheres Mitzrayim. So the vav of Vayaharog was cut. Binikba were whole. Atal kemed Rabbi Zera. Amar le zil aite yinuka. Go bring a child. De la hakim vela tipesh. That's not overly hakam. And not a tipesh either. A mediocre guy. Kid. Ikare de Vayaharog kasher. He lo yareg. If he reads it, Vayaharog is kasher. But if we use it Yareg, like a Yud, so then it's Pasul. Now what's the second story's Hadush over here? Why in the second story did he tell him to bring a kid to do it? In the first story he didn't. The first story he said, if you have a letter here, then long as it has the Shi'ur of a Yud left over, it's Kashir. They didn't go to bring a kid and see how he reads it. Here, however, in the case of the Vav, where the Vav was cut, so then he told them, oh, let's bring a kid to see exactly what the status is over here. So he explained like this. Amatara bekriyat yelid sheno hacham o tipesh, likbawa siman lo barur ki ota hatu achayra. When you have a safek, when one letter might look like another letter. Like in this case over here, the vav could look like a vav or it could look like a yud. So therefore, when you have a safek, so therefore you bring the kid that tell you what it looks like. Then we say that's what it is. Masha'en kid, if let's say the letter is pasul. Let's say you have a letter aleph, and the leg of the aleph is not touching the middle. The aleph has a centerpiece, and then you have the two yuds touching the middle. So let's say the aleph, the top of the aleph is not touching the center of the aleph. You don't call a kid and say to the kid, oh, what does it look like? If he says, oh, it's like an aleph, that's no good. Because bottom line, the letter is pasul. So I don't care if the kid reads it like an aleph. Also, the Mefarshim say we must be talking about a case over here where, let's say, the Vav, there was a hole in the Vav. Now, if there was a hole in the Vav, if you're going to show the kid the whole letter, he'll know right away it's a Vav. Because he just sees the hole and he sees there's some more ink on the bottom. So you have to cover the bottom. When you're showing it to the kid, you have to cover the bottom in order that he just sees the top part. Because otherwise, he's going to see the whole of the Vav. There's no safek. This bottom part under the hole not counted in the letter anymore. So you have to cover that part when you show it to the kid, so he just sees what you want him to see. And then how does he read it? Vayarog or Yareg. Okay, and that's the way Mefarshim explained it as well. Okay, in the first case, it wasn't a sefik what the letter was. It's clearly a letter here. You don't need a kid for that. You just need a shoot of a letter. As long as it has a shoot of a leg. So what's the shoot of a leg? A small yud. So as long as you have that shoot, it's fine. You don't need a kid to come and tell you it's kasher. The letter is kasher. In the second case, we have a sefik, what it looks like. That's what the kid was brought in. Now the Gemara gives a famous piece. Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, B'sha'a she'ala Moshe l'marom. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the marom, when he went up to the heavens, Mitzao l'kadosh baruch hu sheyoshev, v'kosher kesharim l'otiyot. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu making crowns on top of the letters. Amar lefanav Ribono shel Olam, mi me'akev al yadecha. What does mean mi me'akev al yadecha? Rashi says, ma shekatavta shata sarich leosif od alehem ketarim. Which means, it's not enough that you wrote the letters themselves. Who's forcing you, so to speak, to put these crowns? What are the purpose of these crowns? Amar lo, adam echad yesh atid liyot besof kamadorot. V'akiva ben Yosef shemo she'atid drosh al kol kotz ve'kotz tilin tilin shel halachot. He's going to be a great rabbi in the future. His name is Akiva ben Yosef, and he's going to say over tilin tilin shel halachot, mounds and mounds of halachot on every crown of the Torah. Amar lefanav Ribono shel Olam, hare'u li, So the Bush says, I want to see who this person is. Amarlo hazod achorecha. He told him, stand back. Alak v'yashav besof shemona ashurot. He took him to the generation of Rabbi Akiva, and he was sitting in the shiur of Rabbi Akiva, and they put him in the eighth row of the shiur. And he didn't know what they were saying. Well, what does that mean? What does Moshe Rabbeinu know what they say? Tashash kocho. So he got a little halishut adat. He got a little, you know, weak. Kivan shegiya ledavar echad. Then in the middle of the shiur, they got to a certain question. Amru lo talmidav. So the students of Rabbi Akiva tell Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, minayin lecha. Where did you get this from? Amar le'er halacha le'Moshe m'Sinai. This we get from Moshe. Okay, he got appeased. Gemara very difficult to understand, obviously. We'll see in 1 second, one pshat maybe. Hazar uba lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to God. Amar lefanav Ribono shel Olam, yeshlecha adam kaze v'ata noten Torah al yadi. You have such a great man like this, and you're making me the one to give the Torah to the Jewish people. Amar lo shetoch. He told him, keep quiet. That's my idea. Don't question what I want to do. This is what I want. You showed me this great rabbi's Torah. Now show me his reward. So stand back. They saw that they were using Rabbi Akiva's flesh as a weight in the market. Meaning the Romans killed Rabbi Akiva, and they took from his flesh to use it on the scale to weigh the meat. This is the Torah, this is the reward. This is what I want to do. Don't ask questions. Okay, of course this Gemara has tremendous analysis over here, but we just have to understand one piece of the Gemara. What does it mean Moshe didn't understand the Shiur of Rabbi Akiva? And then what? And then when they said, "Al Shem Sinai," all they said, "Oh, now we're Nitya Sheva Dato." So I saw an explanation like this: that some say that Amru Hakamim Medrash, Vehi Kol Torah Lamad Moshe, Ketiba Torah Aruka Me'eres Midal Chabam Meniyam. You think Moshe learned the whole Torah? He cannot learn the whole Torah. 40 days, learned everything. The Torah is endless. Moshe was taught by God the 13 Ikarim, the 13 ways that you study Torah, Kavah Omer, Gezerah Shavah, and all those different methods of learning Torah. And from that, the generation, every generation, they come up with hadushim. So therefore, fizin teshvada toshe Moshe kesheshema shekol adenashot shetarash be'akiva was based on these kladim. Because originally, there was, where does hadush come from? Where does hadush come from? Moshe had the kladim. At the end, when they said, Rabbi Akiva, where's this all this from? So this is from Torah Moshe, meaning it's from the 13 Kralim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Kralim, and then later on Rabbi Akiva and Hakamim were able to use those Kralim to be Doresh Torah. Again, it's a Hadush that Kilu Moshe Rabbeinu, certain parts of Torah were not revealed to him. Another interpretation they say is Devarim Shlo Niglu Le Moshe Niglu Rabbi Akiva. That's the point. Moshe Rabbeinu got everything from Sinai. He knew every single halakha. But what? He didn't get it when they told him where it's nirmaz in every pasuk. He knew all of those. So all of a sudden when he was hearing these hadushim over here, Rabbi Akiva was able to take this halakha and stick it in this pasuk. And this halakha, learn it from this pasuk. Oh, that was already Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, I never heard this. Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the laws. But here in Strich Vagim Baruch Hu, this is A, B, C, D, E, F, all the halakhot. And then when he went to the Shiur Rabbi Akiva, from this pasuk we learned, well, I didn't know that. Had he derived it from that pasuk itself, that was what Rabbi Akiva was saying over there. And then, so he took Kilu, this is a new Torah. So when he heard it at the end, he said, oh, this is off of Halakha Moshe Sinai. The law we got from Sinai, I'm just plugging it in. So he said, okay, this is the same thing. Okay, go one more step in the Gemara. What letters get the crowns? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shiva, Otiyot Tzrichot, Shlosha Ziyunim. There's three letters that get three Ziyunim, three sticks. Like a Zion, three Zions on it. Crowns. Ve'eduhen, Shatnez, Gitz. Okay, the Sheen, the Ayin, the Tet, the Nun, and the Nun Sofit. Nun and Nun Sofit. The Zayin, the Gimel, the Tzadi, and the regular Tzadi itself. The Tzadi Sofit and the Tzadi itself. So altogether is nine letters. They got the Tagim. Right? The Shatnez Gitz, Nun Sofit, and Tzadi, Tzadi Sofit. Amar Vashem, Hazin El Safre de Davkaneh. I saw the Sofrim Daikanim, the particular one, the Medaktikim, the Sofrim of the Be Rav, the Hatre Lehu Legaged the Chet. Oh, the Chet has a stick coming out of it. It's Machloket Rashi v'Tosafot. According to Rashi, the stick is on the left side of the roof of the Chet, is like a line coming up of it. You see in the Chet? On the roof of the Chet, it's like, has a, goes up. Not the tag, not the line that's coming on the top. On the roof itself, it's a straight roof and then goes up. According to Tosafot, no, it's mamash a roof. You're connecting two letters together. Let's say, according to Tosafot, you have two Zions. How do you make a head according to Tosafot? You have two Zions and you make a roof in between to connect them. Why do you have that roof on top of the head? We'll see. V'talu lekar'e dehe. And the letter he, the left leg of the he is hanging. The left leg of the he, we know, is, he, is suspended. It's not connected to the letter itself. Why? Hatre lehuligaged dechayet kilomar. Hai hu b'romosh olam. Hayet is for high. Who's high? God. He lives. Where does he live? B'romosh olam. God is in the upper places of the world. Understand the hayet? The gag of the hayet is come and say, hai hu. God is living. Where is he living? What's the fact that the hair is made with a leg that's suspended on the left side? It says, put your faith in God. Put your faith in God forever. Because Hashem is the one that created the worlds. Well, it was easy. What's all about this pasuk? Kolatule betchono bekadosh baruch hu. Betchon b'Hashem. Put your faith in God. Whoever puts his faith in God, hare lo machseh ba'olam hazeh olam haba. God will be your protector in this world and in the next world. It's easy pasuk. What kind of question? No, amale an haki kakasha. This is what my question was. Ma'ishen adichtiv beya. What does it mean? It says with ya he created the world. They look at him, yeah, just say, yeah, sur olamim. God created the world. What do you mean with ya? It's not with ka, it's ka sur olamim. What's the bet? What's the bet? With. Kedarish Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elai, Edu shne olamot shakadosh baruch hu, barakash baruch hu, echad behe, echad beyud. Hashem used two letters to create the two worlds. He used the letter yud, and here's the letter here. Ve'eni yodeya ima olam haba biyud, ve'olam hazeh behe, ima olam hazeh biyud, ve'olam haba behe. I don't know which world he created with which letter. Kishu omer, ele toledot ha-shamayim ve'ha-ares, behibare'am. Al tekre behibare'am, ela behe, bera'am. That God created the world with a letter, he, behibare'am, behe, bera'am. Ve omer, olam hazeh behe, ve'olam haba biyud. Why did God create Olam Hazeh with the letter here? Famous Gemara, Mepene, Shedomer La'achsadra. The letter here is like a courtyard. It has three walls, but the bottom is open. The bottom of it is open. It's like you're walking in and out of a courtyard. What is the Hadush? Shekala Rotze, Latze, Yetze. That anybody wants to leave this world, he can fall right out of the world. He can go after his Yetzirara, he can go after his Ta'ava, and the world, like it says many times in Mishnah Pirkei Avot, Shlosha Devarim Motziim Et Adam Min HaOlam, that the world has a hole on the bottom of it. That if you don't follow the rules, you can just fall right through the bottom. So then why is the letter, the second leg, why is it suspended?
So it says, Di'i Hadar B'Shuva
Me'ailele. That if a person wants to come back into the world, God makes a special door for him. From the roof of the letter here to the left leg, there's a space. So when he wants to make teshuvah, he can come into the that entrance. So Gemara is v'li'ul ba'ach. Let him come in the same entrance that he exited from. He left the bottom of the hair, right? So when he wants to make teshuvah, let him come into the same place. La mistaya milta. No, it's not enough. He needs more siyata d'shmaya, which means God says when a person wants to make teshuvah, God helps him, makes it easier for him. That not only I'm going to let you come back into the same, but I'm going to make you an extra path to make it easier for you. Which is habale taher mistainoto. Now you have an extra path. Kederish takish, tamarish takish, my dichtim, im lalitzim hu yalitz, ben anavim yitinhen. Says, im lalitzim hu yalitz. To the letzim, to the wise guys, to the letzim hu yalitz. God lets them, God doesn't affect them. You want to go the wrong way, God's not going to stop you. However, ben anavim yitinhen. But when it comes to the anavim that want to serve God, God helps them. Balitaher misayainoto. Balitameh putfimno. Yeah. Balitameh, God says, I'm not going to stop you. Free will, but I'm not going to stop you. But by the head, you're coming closer to God. Not only God says, I'm not going to bother you, I'm going to help you get closer to me.
Coming on the top.
Right, that's why he gives him a special section on the top. Now, not only you can come back through the bottom, but I'm giving you a special entrance coming from the top. Now, last point, why is there a tag on the hair? You see on the hair they put a little crown on the hair. Why do they put a little crown on the hair? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im hozer bo, ani kosher lo kesher. If he comes back, I'm going to put a crown on him, meaning he comes close to me. So why was Olam Haba created with the letter Yud? Yud is the smallest letter. Because there's not too many tzaddikim in Olam Haba. Small section over there, small letter. If you suddenly can make it to Olam Haba, ufneima kafuf rosho. Why is the yud drooping? Which means the left side of the yud goes down, right? The left side of the yud droops down. Why? Mepenesh tzaddikim shemo kafuf rashehim. Because the tzaddikim in Olam Haba, the head is down. Mepenem maasehim sheenam domim zelaze. Because they're jealous of each other. Every tzaddik has certain midot and certain good qualities that the other tzaddik doesn't have. So each tzaddik has a certain reward in Olam Haba. So the tzaddikim look at each other and they say, wow, look at this guy. He had this midah. Look at the level he got to. I didn't have this midah. He had a different midah. So his head is down. They have kinat sofrim, so to speak, because they're jealous of the madrigot of their friends that they were able to reach. Baruch Adonai, Amen.